Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station. Win $1,000 instantly and be qualified to spend life in the fast lane with the Eagles in London, England. Text this word now.
Text the word LEAF right now to 36500. You'll be entered to win $1,000, and you may win that wonderful trip to the UK to see the Eagles. Hang with them backstage and be in the front row for their show, plus much more. Text right now to 36500. Binaural sounds. It's a fad in California. People say these meditative sounds provide a high. I was highly skeptical till I heard it, but a listener on the text points out to me that the sound I heard in headphones, and that it's a whole different experience than just sitting in your car.
Right.
And if you look at the videos of these kids that are getting high off this stuff, that's the way they're hearing it. They're sitting, laying down with headphones on.
And I have to say this, I don't consider it getting high. Listening to music is not getting high, and it emotionally moves you. Standing on a mountaintop looking at a beautiful scenery will give you that feeling.
Well, you just had a taste. That's like dipping your fingernail in and putting a little on your tongue. I mean, these guys are going full blown.
I don't think I would have to change the date of my sobriety if I were to go home and zone out on this for 6 hours.
And this was the moment that we lost Bob to binaural meditation.
For real now. He's going to go home and do this.
Well, I might try it because I found it very soothing. I would be interested to see after a few hours of that how you feel. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have a hangover.
No calories.
I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't give me the munchies. Might.
Might. We'll bypass that one for
evidence,
later.
Evidence is inconclusive on that. And other than finding those sounds, once you have them, unlike the bag that I used to have, you can't just keep using that baggie over and over. You have to keep replenishing
it. And Doug the Snort Ranger would never find you in your house.
That's right. So
the nasal ranger.
Plus, you could share it and with people without giving it away.
Yeah, that's the flaw with whoever's making this stuff. They got
to
figure out a way.
Is that they're bad dealers.
Well, they've got to figure out a way to nip it off for you at a certain amount. If you want to hear more, you've got to pay more.
His name is Pookie. He's in Harlem. I'll let him know what you said.
Texter says that was the same sound they got the Bangladesh workers to take $68 a month instead of $100. It sounds like the sounds your body makes when you're deeply relaxed, so it just helps the meditation process. Another person, you have to wear the headphones to make it work. It's the same sound your microwave makes inside your food. Made me feel normal for the first time in a decade.
That's a problem.
I believe I heard that song yesterday on C89. It works. People have been doing this sort of thing for thousands of years. Then I didn't hear anything.
And if you listen to the Aboriginal music of Australia, it is remarkably similar. Yeah. I mean, the sound the didgeridoo makes is pretty darn similar.
Someone else, bull shrimp. Someone else, irritating. Sounds like a car engine that needs work. Someone else, nipples are better, Bob, than pasties. Oh, that was a different subject. Okay.
No, same subject.
Sure. Pedro now has the other sound. This one is supposed to induce orgasmic feelings.
Yes. I'm not going to say that I tried this before because I'm here with Eric and it would be really uncomfortable. So let's try this for the first time right now. Oh, no, so that was your call.
That
was your call.
Oh,
That's weird because I just had a sexual release. What does that mean about me?
Pedro's taking requests from Yoko Ono fans.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I was about to say that's horrible.
I'll have what she's having.
Okay. Here we go. Quiet, please. I hate to be a killjoy, but I didn't get that at all. Did you?
No. Just kind of made me mad.
Sounds like birds next to a factory is what that sounds like. I don't even think that's just
give me the other one again for people that just tuned in. It's the one that's supposed to make you hot.
How much money do you want to pay for
it? Shut up.
The first one was a taste.
Yeah. Oh, don't take it away.
I think you would have issues with that if you listened to it extended. I mean, you would probably pay somebody to take it away. That's kind of torturous.
I would wonder. Yeah, I need a few hours to find that out. All right. Lots of other news stories this morning that we have yet to get to. Good news out of China today. And I'm not sure entirely how to interpret this. Eric maybe knows a little bit about this, and Jody, you have the story too. But China has been known for its one-child policy because they have population problems. They have population explosion, and they now say they're going to ease that. They're going to not have a one-child policy, or they're going to ease it. I don't know what that means. Maybe you can have
two.
You could win a lottery to have two or something.
Two.
They're going to abolish labor camps. And who is the leader of China that's reporting this, Eric?
Let's see. The latest...
I don't know how to say it. It's X-I-N-H-U-A.
Oh, Xinhua.
It's the official
that's
news.
That's the Xinhua news agency.
That's the government news agency.
That's not the president of China.
No.
So why are they doing this? It's an effort to improve human rights. Tens of thousands of offenders are already imprisoned in China without trial because of their, breaking the rules and not going to the labor camps. So I think they have to release these people from prison. Is that all going to really happen?
Well, step by step
was
the quote that the Communist Party put out, that they're going to reduce it step by step, the number of crimes subject to the death penalty. But yeah, they said that they would abolish the re-education through labor programs, which is the nice way to put what they've been doing. People can be sentenced without trial to years there. And obviously people hate it. It's criticized by human rights because a lot of the people who are thrown in there are people who have been speaking out against the government and are pro-human rights people who have absolutely no business being kept up. Now, the one-child policy... I don't know. Am I the only one who saw this HBO documentary? I know you know about it, Eric, but did you see the documentary?
Well, I know what's happened, and I know what has done to their demographics, which is just whack.
What did it do? Because everyone wants male children, right?
Right. And so now there's 30 million more boys than girls.
Not only that. I mean, yeah, that's obviously a major problem for all these dudes, and I feel bad that it's like some huge Chinese sausage party that's been going on for the last couple of years. But it was a legitimate disaster because people were kidnapping.
I've never heard it put that way.
You're welcome.
By the way, that is my favorite thing to put in fried rice.
Chinese sausage?
Yeah,
Chinese sausage. Oh, yeah, of course.
And what a great album title.
Chinese sausage party? Yeah. For that binaural stuff.
It's that, little
terrible porn video, though.
I've no interest.
So short. Why?
Yeah.
Anyway, without getting into too many horrific details, so many things were done to try and work around the one-child policy. People would have second children and lie about it, then be subject to whatever harsh penalties the government imposed on them. People would kidnap and sell babies. They would absolutely kill the kids, if it came out a girl, people would just, basically throw them on a garbage
pile. Terrible crimes against human rights.
Yeah. So it's actually good news from China today. That'd You're absolutely
nice.
Right. You should see that documentary when it comes out.
What sort of good news could we find from America this morning? Oh, I know. We could tell you about a new product. And it's the bra that has just come out. It's a brand new bra.
Oh, do tell.
You know about this new bra technology?
I don't know.
There is new technology.
Uh-huh.
This bra is called the Wine Rack.
I like it so far.
And what it is it's a bra with a false compartment in it.
Yes.
That holds booze.
Yeah, it'll hold an entire bottle of wine.
My dream.
And make you look incredibly busted.
My dream is coming true.
Right. Now, it works great for people who are not busted.
You already are very large busted.
Thank you, Bob.
You would have to have a breast reduction to buy this bra.
I could pull off another couple another couple.
The girl from the LA Weekly that I where I read about this modeled it, and it makes her look really normal. She tested this to see if she could get into a concert.
Well, she looks Santa Monica normal when she has the bra.
Right. Well, she's rather flat-chested in the beginning, and this makes her rather not flat-chested, but she walked right into a concert with a bottle of wine.
You're looking good, Sally. It's my Cabernet Sauvignon bubes.
And as you, if you like the full-figured look, as you drink the wine, you can inflate it with a little air so it stays. You know, so it's not all of a sudden you're disappearing.
You replace the wine.
So how do you get the wine? There's a straw?
Yes, there's a straw that comes out, and you just kind of stick that in, you know, the back of your shirt or whatever. Then you get into where you're going, and you can just sip all you want.
Order me one in cream color.
By the way, Amazon
order me one in black.
Amazon is selling this right now.
Amazon is selling it?
Yeah, for $29.95. I'm not
bargaining it twice the price.
You can buy this at Amazon.
It's the perfect stocking stuffer for the wine person.
If you're interested, search wine rack.
For
that's what they call it.
Degenerate drinker in your life. Yeah. Dear mom, you're welcome.
Holds a full bottle of wine or two bottles of beer, if that's your style.
Oh, no.
I don't know why whiskey would be an issue. I mean,
you can put whatever you want
there.
You can
put a lot of that
fruit
in there.
Punch, what have you.
And search wine rack flask bra to find it.
That'll get you there quicker.
Yes.
In case you're in a real emergency.
I just got so excited I pulled something in my neck. That's how you know you're old, now, when just smiling makes you
hurt. This is a serious security problem, because is the TSA going to catch this?
What? Actually, do you know that you can bring small bottles of booze on airlines?
I did not know that. 3 ounces or less?
It blew my mind. Mm. There's something circulating on Facebook. You just
It's on Facebook, then
no, it's true.
It's official.
You just have to put them out and show people what you're bringing on. But you can bring those little bottles
in the shampoo size.
Yes, no one ever said you can. As many as you want. You don't even have to put them in your bra.
Speaking officially for the U.S. government, Jody Brothers.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah, let's double check that.
I don't have to. It was on Facebook.
And I believe the TSA would catch this if you're going through the scanner, because, you know, it's a liquid and they're going to see something untoward.
Right, and they see the outline of your naked body.
But
that's been controversial, but now it's obviously necessary.
Not to give people ideas, but I doubt the NFL or any of these other places of increased security will be checking. You know, they won't catch this. They do a metal detector. They don't do a liquids detector on you.
When you are bringing your clear bag into CenturyLink, are you allowed to bring any liquids?
No. No water, no anything. You can bring an empty water bottle to fill up in there if you like, but you can't bring...
Because they want to sell you this stuff.
Yeah, you can't bring... And you
it's
don't
not
know
a matter
what,
of security.
Well, it's a matter of security because you don't know what that liquid is. Just because it's in a water bottle... Vodka looks a lot like water.
Yes, it does.
So does any propellant or, you know, something very flammable could look a lot like water, too. So they just can't allow liquids. Mm. Plus, yeah, they like to sell you the $10 beers as well.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a happy Hanukkah
I'm telling you, I'm thinking about the security risk of this. And, you know, remember the underwear bomber?
Wait.
This is underwear lady bomber.
Excuse me. Yeah. I think we can all agree that we all like our women to be a little bit more relaxed.
I'm with you so far.
Us. We want to be more relaxed. Nah. We are very busy taking care of you guys. Let us have some wine for
I'm just days. Saying, but here's the problem. It's Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Like Joe said.
I think Joe said that anything I want to keep cool, I can put in my bra.
No, this is a serious risk.
Well, I don't think people want to sneak this in for the airport. They want to sneak it into places that gouge you on liquor prices.
Yes, but not Ahmed's wife, girlfriend.
Why do you have to ruin everything that I love?
Don't be a buddy pooper. It's Friday, for God's sake.
I'm just
And when
asking.
I say Ahmed, I'm using the Ahmed the terrorist puppet Ahmed. I'm trying to be cute about it, but you know, it's a serious deal. That's a security risk for stadium if these things get popular.
I think the Ahmeds of the world are inventive enough that they wouldn't charge the
By the way, my apology to every cool Ahmed out there.
And that'd
be a horrible name to have when people make stereotypes about that name. I don't mean as a stereotype.
They could design this on their own. They wouldn't pay the $29.95. And if those guys...
If there is an Ahmed listening, I will give you a prize, just because I'm feeling bad.
How are they going to prove their name's Ahmed?
Is there any Ahmed listening? Well, to get a prize here, you have to show ID.
Right.
Any Ahmed listening? All right. Just in case.
And I have to do the traditional pronunciation with the...
I don't care about the pronunciation.
I
if it's spelled like Ahmed, I'm still feeling guilty.
Oh, don't feel so guilty. Let's talk more about smuggling vodka in my boobs.
Are you kidding? Okay, so the bra works. You can put liquids in it. I see it as a security risk. You all see it as just a wonderful thing.
Yay! Yeah.
Great Christmas gift.
It's amazing.
We may have an Achmet. I always wonder.
Don't offer it a CD, yes, back in the better city.
You always wonder what if you're offending potential.
No, like when you say
threats.
Something like no matter what you're saying, there's the one person out there.
Oh yeah, of course.
That it affects personally.
Yeah, which is why we have email addresses and welcome any comments.
Not all of the comments, but some of them.
Texter says, "My dad has been taking single bottles of booze in his carry-on for decades. You show it to the security folks, they send you on your way." Somebody else says, "I have taken whole boxes of liquor store singles onto the planes, no problem." Somebody else says, "You can bring an unopened water bottle into the game. Is that true?"
Not that I am aware of. Not at CenturyLink Field. I could be totally wrong. But...
Texter says, "I've been smuggling bottles of booze into events for a long time. Women are just stupid." We're just learning now.
All right, that was not an Achmet, right?
Actually, that was. He had a Bluetooth that I could barely hear him, but he said that he wasn't offended, but he didn't need a prize.
Oh, how sweet of him.
Yeah, thank you, Achmet.
Very nice.
I always tell you, Achmeds are the nicest guys.
Is Achmet like John, or is it a very popular
It's a very popular name. That's why, before any of us were globally plugged in, people used to just say that, you know. Now, we know a lot more. We know that Ahmadinejad is the name you wish you didn't have.
Right.
Is a middle schooler.
Right.
You know, young Ahmadinejad would have issues, I think. A guy with a custom license plate is in trouble. Tell me if you think he should be. His license plate spells two words. The words are not, N-O-T, and the word C, S-E-E. So say that out loud for me.
Yeah, I got it.
You're impressed, I see.
Uh-huh.
In other words, his license plate spelled not C.
Uh-huh. Right. I did not see him for a long time, but that's not why this guy did that.
The DMV does their best to not let anything mean or hateful get through, and this guy named Sean Calpito in Kearney Mesa, California, had the custom license plate not C.
Is this a white guy? Just out of curiosity.
It is, and in fact, it was the swastika decal above his license plate.
That's nice.
That tipped a few people off. San Diego's ABC television station ran a story about it. Now he's been suspended from his... Oh, man.
What?
You know what he did for a living?
He was a rabbi?
School bus driver.
Seriously. That's great.
The DMV will recall his plate. And again, I think if he had never put the swastika above it,
right,
he could have just quietly had his little
That's something
secret.
To lose your gig over? I mean, to lose your job?
Being a Nazi? School bus driver?
I'm not saying I want my kid's school bus driver to be a Nazi, but the ACLU will have something to
they
say
may,
about
by
that.
By the way, this is just the kind of case they would take.
Yeah.
That's one of my problems with the ACLU.
I don't
ACLU.
Think there's anything against the law about being a Nazi.
Can you picture for a second if you were, let's see, who do Nazis hate? Blacks, Jews, Gypsies, gays, everyone except white
right.
people. So now picture if you're anything like that and your kid is being driven around by this lovely gentleman. Still
I'm not
yay?
Saying I would want my kid's bus driver to be a Nazi, but I don't think it's against the law.
He's posing the question, is that freedom of speech?
If it said Black Panther or if it said...
White power.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he has violated anything. They gave
if
him
you,
the...
If you had a license plate in Texas that said tourist, then you're a terrorist, right?
That's yeah.
Because that's how George Bush pronounced terrorist.
Tourist. I'm not saying they should ever give him the plate, but to lose your job because of your license plate. If he was telling kids, handing out Nazi pamphlets to them or something. But
good
if,
morning, Timmy. White power.
Yeah, but if he kept it to himself.
On his own time. 9:25 coming up. The tradition of major league umpires blowing calls is ending in baseball. Instant replay is coming.
It sure is.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, Spike here for the Good Feet Stores. I've been telling you for a while now that the foot pain that used to keep me from doing all the things that I used to want to do is gone. That's because I went to Good Feet. I went to the store by the Alderwood Mall. That's by the Fat Burger store. That's kind of right where to find it. There's also one down by South Center Mall Parkway by the Nordstrom Rack. Now, the Good Feet stores are America's number one arch support store. You don't need an appointment to go in. What you're going to need is just go in with foot pain. They'll immediately measure how you walk, the gait of your walk, the balance points of your feet. They'll take these expert, perfect implants of your imprints of your feet, and they will find the right arch supports for you. They got 25 styles and 300 sizes right there on site, and they'll dial in the right arch supports for you. They'll have you try those, walk up and down the street, come back, try these, try those, and that same day, you'll be feeling better. They'll eliminate your foot pain gradually, and for me, over a course of a couple weeks, my foot pain was gone. I used to keep from doing all the things I wanted to do. Now when I want to go stand at a Seahawks game for 4 hours, my feet don't hurt. Because I went to the Good Feet store, you should do the same thing. Foot pain sucks. You should walk through life with good feet.
The Emerald Queen Casino welcomes Friday, December 20th, the simply amazing Natalie Cole.
Unforgettable.
Tickets for Grammy superstar Natalie Cole now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
This will be an everlasting.
Don't miss Natalie Cole Friday, December 20th, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Stop by Fred Meyer and save. You'll find delicious food at low prices every day. Plus outstanding specials on home decor, apparel, kitchen appliances, home electronics, and so much more, all in one stop. Right now, save big on tasty Ronzoni and Hunt's pasta sauce, just 69 cents each with that coupon. Juicy new crop California navel oranges are on sale for the low price of only 68 cents a pound. Visit Fred Meyer for more details on these and other great weekly specials. What's on your list today?
Today on Entrepreneurs, we're speaking with Preston and Vicky.
It's Victoria.
Of course. And you're starting a wine store?
We call it Wine Snobs. Hmm.
The name is ironic.
It's really quite a friendly place.
Ah, I see.
Very much like Total Wine and More.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so then it's a huge superstore like Total Wine.
It's a bit more compact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comparable selection?
Define comparable.
Well, Total Wine and More has 8,000 different wines.
Really? That many?
2,500 beers.
2,500? Hmm.
3,000 spirits.
Spirits, too?
Yeah.
Our selection is more,
intimate?
Yes, exactly.
I see. How are your prices?
Prices?
Well, as you know, Total Wine and More has the lowest prices anywhere.
Wine Snobs is more about expertise.
Ah, so then you have trained wine consultants like Total Wine to help people choose the perfect wine for their taste and budget.
Preston has been to France.
Twice.
Really? Yeah, twice.
Total Wine and More, with stores in Bellevue, Tukwila, Linwood, and now open in Olympia.
Verizon's five-day sale is happening right now. Hurry in through Monday and get huge deals on everything on their wish list before the real holiday rush begins. Like the Moto X by Motorola, only $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card, our lowest price ever. Or get the Verizon Jetpack 4G LTE mobile hotspot MiFi 5510L free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card and share data with up to 10 devices. Come in today and get $100 off all new 4G LTE tablets. Plus, when you trade in your old tablet, you can get a Verizon gift card for up to $150 or more to use on tablets like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 7.0, all on America's largest 4G LTE network. But you better hurry. Sale ends Monday, November 18th. Visit any Verizon store, verizon.com/sale, or call 1-800-256-4646. All devices require new two-year activation while supplies last. Trade-in tablet must be in good working condition. Early termination and other fees may apply. See verizonwireless.com for details.
Safeway presents a yummier Thanksgiving. The big feast is near. Get the oven prepped for baking. Yams, green beans, pies. What will you be making? Safeway gets you ready for Thanksgiving with a bigger selection of baking ingredients and fantastic club card deals on all the essentials. Right now, selected varieties of Wesson oil are just $3.99 for 48 ounces. For your sweet potatoes, Safeway brand marshmallows are 3 for $5, select sizes. Make the holidays yummier at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump with your club card because you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
At Georgia Boot, lagers are in our DNA. We've taken our rich heritage to the next level with Comfort Core lagers, engineered with durably waterproof and breathable Gore-Tex fabric so that you stay dry and comfortable no matter what. An exclusive Vibram outsole provides superior traction. The Comfort Core 7-foot bed with a layer of memory foam cushions your every step. The Georgia Boot Comfort Core Lager. Rugged, never felt so good.
Available at Work & More, the Northwest Workwear Superstore. Four locations, Everett, Tukwila, Linwood, and Bellevue.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission. A mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day. A commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe. It's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
Write holiday cards. Wrap mom's gift.
Getting ready for the holidays would be a snap if you could command everything with your voice the way Dragon Speech Recognition lets you command your computer. Write documents, search the web, email, and more simply by talking. So while Dragon isn't perfect for doing everything around the holidays...
Untangle these lights.
It is the perfect gift for busy parents, business owners, students, grandparents, or just about anyone with a computer. Find Dragon at Amazon, Best Buy, or online at GetDragon.com.
Okay, I've got the kids' gifts. Now, what to get John? A saw, a tie, a... Carol, this is your shopping conscience. Give him the gift of the outdoors from REI, like a pack, tent, or skis. Even get a new jacket for you. Yeah, a gift from REI. You're so smart. I mean, I am. Or you are, or we are.
Save up to 40% on ski and snowboard gear and more at the REI pre-holiday sale. Now through November 24th at REI stores and REI.com.
This report brought to you by Safeway.
Morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center southbound I-5 at 145th and Shoreline. That wreck has been cleared. So has the wreck southbound Highway 9 at 522. That wreck's been cleared for a while now. We still do have the closure of the Edmonds Ferry Terminal. We'll keep you posted when service will be resuming there. But right now, there is no ETA for that. So if you do need to get over to the peninsula, you're either going to have to drive around or take the Seattle to Bainbridge route.
Car driver, experience real commuter freedom by riding Sound Transit. You can free yourself from rush hour and do so much more with your commute time. Plan your next trip with the Easy Trip Planner at soundtransit.org.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Hawk and Roll is on. Win tickets to Sunday Showdown with Minnesota. Text this word now.
Text the word Wilson, and I'm talking about your quarterback with one L, W-I-L-S-O-N. Text it right now to 52309, and you may win a pair of tickets for the Hawks and Vikings November 17th this Sunday at CenturyLink Field. Remember, for tickets to any Hawks game, including the upcoming Monday night game against New Orleans, that's on December 2nd, or any sporting event or any concert, log on to VenueKings.com.
Win. Yeah.
It's a beautiful job. Spike, sweet home field advantage this weekend and potentially through the playoffs, potentially the Super Bowl. Dreamers are dreaming like crazy. And speaking of dreams, today at 10, the 10 at 10 is Jody with 10 great dream rock songs.
Songs about dreaming, and there are a ton of them.
We're going to do Rock Genius right now. You can call us at 877-901-0957. 877-901-0957. Spike's over at Q13, so I get to ask the question. And I did a little work on this question. It's a really interesting story. A song about dreaming. If you know the answer, you'll get some Blazing Bagels. Dennis from Blazing Bagels was here yesterday, and he said, give everybody bagels, even the qualifiers. And then in the end of the week, Friday, today, have a drawing and send bagels to someone's entire workplace.
The modern equivalent of let them eat cake.
Let them eat bagels. All right. Yes, it's about dreams, folks. First contestant is John in Renton. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi. All right, so this song about dreams.
Yes.
Was made a number one record by a Seattle band. Name of the song, please. Number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Type a little louder.
I'm trying.
I'm only giving you a few more minutes there, buddy.
Click, click, click.
Oh, God. It's got to be hard, and I can't think of the name of the song.
I'll give you another 10 seconds. Just name a hard song you think went to number one.
I can't come up with it. It's not in my head.
Hold on. Let me play that orgasm thing for him again. Play that meditation. I'll give him one last shot. Play the meditation thing to get you high. Here it comes.
You don't want orgasm. You want the other one.
Not right? The orgasm one. No, we all hated that one.
I don't want to hear that.
Okay,
The kids are doing this in California. I'm buying him a little Google time.
I see that.
I've always said it's okay if you cheat. I don't care.
But he's doing Hunt and Peck. He's just typing so slow. You know.
All right, you got to answer now.
Is it These Dreams by Heart?
These Dreams by Heart.
Yes, that's amazing. It just went into your head.
Just like that, with that special sound.
It's amazing.
All right, it is These Dreams. Do you know the story of that song? No, you had to Google just to find out what it was. The song was written for Heart by Bernie Taupin,
wow.
Elton John's lyric guy who did the lyrics, and then another guy named Martin Page. And it was originally offered not to Heart, but to Stevie Nicks, and she turned it down.
I would have loved to have heard that.
Here's a little taste of it. So further details, I read Ann's book about this, and it's also on Wikipedia. Further details about this song were Nancy recorded it. So Nancy, even though she wasn't the lead singer like Ann was, had the first number one hit. And the day she recorded a scratch take of it, she had a sore throat. And she had a really sore throat, bad, you know, she could barely sing, and she sang it. And then when she went back to fix the vocal, they liked the sore throat version better. And they said, maybe you should get sick again. And in the end, this is Nancy with a sore throat. Did you know that? Yeah.
How'd she get herself sick? Did she go outside and lick rocks or something?
I don't know what she did.
Thank you.
You know, rock stars weren't licking things back then as frequently as they do today.
That's true.
Okay, congratulations, John. Hang on. I actually thought that would be difficult.
It was. He had to harness the power of the internet to find.
But think about that. How many people are that smart that they're ready to type while they're on hold when they come right on the air? Most people are, you know, not thinking of that.
The fatal flaw in this whole contest.
It's an open book test.
Yeah. Well, you in traditional radio, you jam the phones, you ask the question, then you unjam the phones, and people who might have a clue as to what the answer is call. What we do is we say call now, and then we ask a question. So usually the first four people, I would be curious if the other two or three had it, because usually they don't know the answer. They just know they want a prize.
Not. I want to say hi to our backstage past guests. We have David and Mark in the studio. I'm sorry that Spike isn't here for this Bruce Springsteen story, but he heard it earlier before he took off. What it is David had not seen Mark, I guess, in years, and he bumped into his old friend, and they were talking, and he shared his obsession with Bruce Springsteen. Well, guess what? Mark got to do something Spike has dreamed of doing, which is, this is even better than meeting Bruce Springsteen, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to sing with him on stage.
Yeah, it was the greatest night of my life.
How does that happen?
Are you married?
Yes, now.
Is your wife listening?
I don't know.
You shouldn't say it's the greatest night of your life.
I would just jump right out with that.
She may agree. She may know she's not that great in bed. You don't know.
Oh,
you know their
God.
Situation. So here's what happened. You were in Portland and won a wristband that brought you up close to the stage with a sign saying that it was your 50th birthday, right? So you were holding, everybody holds up signs at a Bruce Springsteen show, right? How did you win the wristband?
Well, they had a lottery. I had general admission floor seats, and they had a lottery, and they said, come back at 4:30, and the number we pick out of a hat, the next 475 people are allowed into the arena sequentially. And they picked number 492, and I was number 500. So I was the eighth person allowed in, so I was right at the stage.
Right at the front of the stage.
And
you made the sign ahead of time?
I made the sign while I'm standing there with another guy who was making a bunch of signs.
Why did you think Bruce cared if it was your 50th birthday? You're just an obsessed, crazed fan.
I'm
right?
an obsessed, crazed fan. Okay. Have been since I was 12.
You're pretty good for 50. You're like 70 now, right? This was 20 years ago.
Almost 1 year ago.
It was only a year ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing about this is Spike was at that concert.
Yeah.
He saw you get on stage. And you say that when, now what song were you singing?
Growing Up.
Oh, man.
Aww. Yeah.
That is one
Bruce,
of my favorites.
And Bruce was getting signs from audience members, right?
That's
he was
right.
Picking up signs and showing them to the audience?
Yep.
Very nice. That's very warm and fuzzy thing to do. He got your sign, and did he say, come on up here, I want you on stage?
Well, he started playing the song. Before he did, he looked over at me and he said, happy birthday. Busts out into playing the song.
Right.
And by the third verse, he comes over, does a guitar riff right by me. And then he goes up to the mic, and he looks over, and he goes, hey, birthday boy,
come up.
Get up here.
Oh, no.
And now, at that point, do you have to go by? Does security automatically know that if he says you can come? Like, does someone
get you? People around me are saying, get your butt up there. He's calling you up. So I got up on stage, and I looked over at him, and I wasn't sure exactly what he wanted me to do. But he said, come on. So we're going to sing. So we started.
What was the chorus that you were singing? Sing it for us now. Pedro will play the song.
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot here.
Oh, just because we're not Bruce, you're not going to sing for us?
I took month-long vacations in the stratosphere. Well, you know it's really hard to hold your breath.
You are an obsessive fan.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. He knows the lyrics.
Bruce is taking a calculated risk because growing up is not Born to Run. It's not Born in the USA.
Right.
It's not Hungry Heart. Growing up, you got to really be a fan. There's a lot of words there. It's poetry, and it's one of my favorite songs. But
Amen.
There are a lot of people in that crowd that wouldn't have known the lyrics, and that would be a little embarrassing.
That's right.
You say you were so close to Bruce that you were, and I use this term loosely, swapping spit.
We were spitting in each other's faces.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He smiles as he says it. Yeah. It's the greatest thing.
It's the greatest thing. That would creep me out, any guy, even if I loved him.
Spitting in your face.
Oh, Jay Leno is spitting in my face. Ow. But no.
Yeah.
It was a great moment. Was your wife with you at the concert?
No.
No. Who was with you?
Two brother-in-laws and some friends from work. Yeah.
And that was well into the show. How many hours would you say?
It was about maybe only 45 minutes to an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah.
So he was just starting to work up a lather.
Oh, and I hear it in the background.
Here comes the song.
Suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair, it was just right, and command of the night brigade. Sit down, I stood up. Ooh,
I remember the song now. I haven't heard it in the Bobby.
It's from his first album.
Wow, that is a great song.
Greetings. Yeah.
Wow. Greetings from Asbury Park.
You bet.
Wow. So did Spike leave just because he couldn't stand to be in the room with you, or is he really on Q13?
Yeah, he yelled an expletive at me when I told him it was me.
Oh, that's funny.
He's on Q13 because somebody says he looks cute and is talking good, too, whatever that means.
Now, you have video proof of this, right?
I do.
Can you email it to Pedro?
Absolutely.
And Pedro, will you post it today?
Yeah, we post it right now.
Because I'll tell you, I these kinds of things happen. And I'm always suspicious that it was all planned out ahead of time.
No.
And, you know, because who is it? Kristen Chenoweth gets someone to come up and sing with her.
Michael Bublé.
And they always know how to sing. You knew the lyrics to this song. But it's not. It was totally random.
And totally random. Growing up wasn't on your sign or anything?
No, it was.
Oh, well, it was. Okay.
No, I said, I'm turning 50. Please play Growing Up.
Oh, okay. So you were requesting the song.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that song. I haven't heard that in forever.
It makes me want to go see Bruce really bad.
Yeah.
I would like to wear a bra full of wine if we're going to go to that show.
Got to go see Bruce. Thank you, David and Mark, for coming in. If anybody out there would like to be a backstage pass guest, all you have to do is email us show@bobrivers.com. We book them a little bit in advance, but we love to have you. We're super accessible. We don't often make you sing. Baseball is getting the instant replay. This is interesting the way they're talking about it. A lot like football, if a manager disputes a call, you know, and previously in baseball, all you could do is go out. Remember Lou Piniella? You could go out and stomp up and down and kick dirt and do all these things, which you would hope make the umpires pay more attention next time, but you never get a call overturned in baseball, right? Never.
No, there's
once the umps had conferred, that was it.
Right. There's nothing that could be done about it. And some huge calls have been blown in big games, World Series games. A guy lost a perfect game due to a bad call. So this is hopefully going to change some of that.
So the way it works, if I understand, similar to football, is, and they're still working it out.
Right.
But the manager will have a certain number of challenges to use.
Yes.
And if he blows it and the call isn't overturned, he uses up that
challenge.
Lose
a challenge, just like in the NFL. And it's going to be...
In the NFL, you lose a timeout.
It will cost you you stop time. It'll cost you a timeout, and you can't have another challenge. You get a challenge per half in the NFL, and if, like, say, Pete Carroll challenges a play, the spot of the ball or
and
whatever.
And since baseball doesn't have timeouts, they sit around and scratch all day long. They're never working out.
Right.
There's no timeout thing, so they have to create this new thing called challenges.
Yeah, and they will take away your ability to challenge. Now, they say they may make it so the umpires, even if you were out of challenges, if it's such an egregious error...
The umpires can decide.
The umpires can decide.
So that would be a booth review. That would be like a they decide to review it.
Right. And also, a couple of interesting facts about it. It'll be everything but balls and strikes. You can't argue balls and strikes still. But any tagged out or was it foul or not, every other play out there pretty much can be challenged. It won't be seen by the umpires there. They're going to have umpires in New York City.
I saw this. They're going to have a dark back room tower where the head ump review, like an upstairs booth.
Yeah, they'll be hanging out in New York City.
During every game?
Because baseball's played every day. So there'll be a guy whose full-time job, probably more than one
booth
guy,
review,
who will sit in this place in New York, and they'll have, obviously, every game is televised, so they, if there's a problem, they'll call up to New York and go, we got to look at this, and they're claiming that they're probably going to let the fans look at it, too, that they will be using the big screens in the stadiums when there is a review.
They should do it like American Idol, and they should let the fans vote.
That would be nice, and that may come. The technology.
Then you do like American Idol and ignore the fans' vote. That's how you do it, right?
The fans vote for the most popular
player. The fans vote,
player.
And you look at it, and you go, that's nice. Thank you for voting.
Yes, and then do whatever you were going to do anyway.
Whatever you were going to do anyway. Yes. That's what you should do.
A decade from now, sports is going to be so interactive, you're not even going to know what happened. You're going to be able to do lots of things as a fan that you can't do now. You probably can influence the plays that are called. You will probably be able to wager on games from your seat. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to...
You'll be able to do everything but grab a face mask yourself.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Texter says, Joe, how many Mariners games would have been wins this year if there was instant replay?
I don't think it would have made a bit of difference.
Somebody, they sucked.
Somebody else says, because baseball isn't slow enough, here comes instant replay.
That's the biggest concern, too. A lot of people, in fact, one of our backseat passengers says, oh, killing off another good game there. A lot of people don't like it.
9:52. All right. Jody has the 10 at 10 great songs about dreaming, including, as you heard, these dreams, Nancy Wilson. In addition to that, it's time for... Oh, I should tell you about a guest we have next week. We're going to have Nolan Bushnell on next week.
You don't say.
He wrote, I know you don't know who he is. He wrote Finding the Next Steve Jobs. Believe it or not, this guy claims he found Steve Jobs. He launched Steve Jobs' career. And he says he knows how to inspire people to be the next Steve Jobs and how to find the next one. Very curious about that.
Is this Nolan Bushnell of the Bushnell Family Binoculars business?
He might be a binocular guy. We'll find out.
I wonder.
Or he may have that nose binocular thing that
right.
they have. For smelling the weed.
Nasal ranger.
It's 9:52. Here's Jody with the last word of the week.
This morning it's brought to you by Select Comfort. This will be fun for Monday. The last word of the day today is bowels.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Get ready for some weather. Rainy today, windy this afternoon, breezy to windy, and a lot of mountain snow. We have a winter storm warning for the Cascades until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
This report brought to you by Universal Men's Clinic. Men, over 30 and suffering from low testosterone, Universal Men's Clinic can help. Increase your strength, stamina, and vitality. Change your life today. Call 206-529-1111 or learn more at universalmensclinic.com.
Hey, Spike here for the Mo Dog Challenge, powered by the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Movember is doing great. We're off to a fantastic start, but there's still plenty of time for you to text the word Mo Dog to 52309. The Mo Dog Challenge is a chance for you to become aware of men's cancer risk factors. When you text MODAWG, M-O-D-A-W-G, to 52309, you'll receive a text back, and that sends you a link to the top men's cancer risk factors. Use that link as a reminder to see your doctor and to tell your buddies to do the same thing. A lot of people have joined up. Kevin Eubanks, Coach Mike Holmgren, Chris Blue with the Presidents. They've all decided that this is a worthwhile cause. Great idea, and you should do the same thing. Text MODAWG right now to 52309, and you'll receive that link. And it could be the link that helps save your life. I've been 10 years cancer-free, and cancer is a nasty, nasty thing. If we can raise awareness, let people know what's going on, it's going to go a long way. Text MODAWG to 52309 or visit 957kgr.com, keyword MODAWG.
Modern Family, nightly, beginning at 7 on Q13 Fox.
Safeway presents a yummier Thanksgiving. The big feast is near. Get the oven prepped for baking. Yams, green beans, pies. What will you be making? Safeway gets you ready for Thanksgiving with a bigger selection of baking ingredients and fantastic club card deals on all the essentials. Right now, selected varieties of Wesson oil are just $3.99 for 48 ounces. For your sweet potatoes, Safeway brand marshmallows are 3 for $5, select sizes. Make the holidays yummier at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump with your club card because you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in-store.
Let the relaxing rhythm of Amtrak take it over 500 destinations. With breathtaking views, unmarred by traffic jams, and changing seasons that turn transportation into entertainment. The country is your oyster, and the rails are how you get there. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
One-way fares from Seattle are as low as $174 to Chicago, $115 to Los Angeles, and $33 to Portland. Book now at Amtrak.com. Fares subject to availability. Routes, fares, and services subject to change without notice. Restrictions apply.
You can go to any mattress store and just get sold something. or you can get the exact individualization your body needs. Before you invest in a mattress, discover the only bed clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality, the Sleep Number Bed. And the only place you'll find it is a Sleep Number store. At the simple touch of a button, the Sleep Number Bed's dual air technology lets you set your ideal level of comfort and support. Your unique sleep number setting, adjustable on each side for couples. During the final days of our Veterans Day sale, C4 Queen mattress sets are now just $12.99, our lowest price ever. Save $400, plus special financing until 2015 with approved credit. Sale ends Sunday. The extraordinary Sleep Number Bed costs about the same as an innerspring, yet lasts twice as long. Only at a Sleep Number store. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 6 in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
At Taco Time, we have a simple rule. We don't serve anything to our guests that we wouldn't serve to our own families. And that attitude pretty much affects everything we do. Take our lettuce. Basic ingredient, right? But to make sure it's as fresh and tasty as possible, we spend a couple hours every morning at every single Taco Time washing and shredding whole heads of iceberg lettuce for the day. We believe that's time well spent, because it means you won't get lettuce that's been pre-shredded in a factory somewhere and treated with preservatives. Taco Time's lettuce tastes fresh because it is fresh. It's the same reason we've made our hot sauce and salsa from scratch using the same family recipe for 50 years. And it's why we freshly shred our Dairy Gold cheese every single morning. So stop by and taste what makes Taco Time, Taco Time. We love to know what you think, because after all, you're kind of like family. To learn more about our commitment to fresh, local food, check out TacoTimeNW.com.
Are you ready for winter? Sports Authority can help you face the chill with all-new ThermoBall jackets, vests, and hoodies from the North Face. ThermoBall features synthetic insulation that gives you all the warmth of goose down without all the bulk, and you'll never lose your heat, even in wet conditions. Plus, ThermoBall is lightweight, easy to pack, and comes in so many colors. So look for ThermoBall at your local Sports Authority or at sportsauthority.com/the North Face. Never one place, always one jacket. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
So, what are you reading?
An article on TVs. They say Panasonic TVs score very highly against the other brands.
Their plasma TVs have gotten top scores for the last several years.
But it looks like they're kind of high-priced.
Well, the best stuff often costs more than the rest.
Too bad. I don't have $2,000 for a TV.
I hear you. But what if you could get a 55-inch Panasonic plasma TV for $799?
Used? On eBay?
Nope. Brand new in the box.
How?
At Video Only. They've got 55-inch Panasonics on sale for just $799.
This I've got to see. I'm going to check this out now, so...
You won't be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Does this sound familiar? It was a simple job, but after 3 trips back to the store, you're still not finished. That won't happen at Morgan's Kitchen and Bath. Their experts will make sure you have everything you need and the knowledge to get the job done the first time. At Morgan's, you'll find a complete selection of top quality faucets from major manufacturers, a huge selection of toilets and custom shower doors and gorgeous cabinets, a new layout for your whole kitchen, or just fixing the flapper on your flusher. See Morgan's, where Seattle goes for kitchen and bathroom needs, right down the road where they've been for over 30 years. In Fremont and Ballard.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle Tacoma area agent.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound at 145th and Shoreline. Accident there on the shoulder, not even causing a backup at this point, so that's pretty nice. Northbound I-5 is a little bit slow after the convention center, and we're also seeing some delays northbound 405 through the Kennedale Hill, just a little bit of congestion through there. The Edmonds Ferry Terminal still out of service at the moment. We'll let you know as soon as they resume service.
Bob Rivers in the morning. The No Repeat Workday. The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle and iHeart Radio Station.